Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us.
Okay.
All
right. Just making sure.
What is up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea K. Bick. With another episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. Y'all, I have this unction in my spirit. It's moving on the inside of me. I feel as though God is calling me back to my podcast. Like, for real, for real. I woke up this morning, didn't really feel like doing anything. Mind you, it's a hurricane here in Louisiana. And we are preparing for the storm. Like, if you know, you know, we are preparing for the storm. There are people going crazy in Target and Walmart trying to stack up on food and all of the necessities and stuff, right? But I woke up, I saw that rain. I was like, look here, I'm finna go back to sleep. But I came to my senses. And realized, Andrea, you cannot do that. Like, first of all, you're an entrepreneur, so you got to do something. You're not about to sit in this house and not do anything, okay? That's just my mind. You know, that's just me, right? So I get up. I was like, okay, well, let me go spend some time with the Lord. Let me just put on, like, some worship music or something. And I didn't really feel like reading my Bible. If I don't feel like diving into my Bible and journaling, I would go into prayer and worship. Or if I don't feel like praying, I'll just go into worship. So I'll put some prophetic music on, or I'll put some worship music on, or some instrumental music on. And, you know, I'll just, you know, worship and, you know, just sit in this place that I sit in at my house. And so I'm doing that. I put the music on. I'm fixing myself some breakfast. I decided to vlog because I haven't vlogged. I haven't, released a vlog in, I want to say, like a couple of weeks. So I'm vlogging right now. And as I started talking to my vlog camera, I'm like, you know what? Let me put this on a podcast episode, because as soon as I woke up, I had this idea. Like, I had, well, when I woke up and when I was fixing my breakfast, I just started having these thoughts like, man, I don't feel like being obedient to God. Like, let's just be honest here. I don't feel like, you know, working today. I don't feel like operating in this newness today. I don't feel like, you know, having to create content and put it on Instagram and social media and TikTok and make a YouTube video and make a course video and make a this and make a that. And it's like, I'm grateful for stepping into my purpose. Like, I know I'm supposed to do this, but I've been doing this for years. Y'all know, like, I have been obedient to the calling of God for, like, since 2018, when I gave my life to God, like, for real, when I came out of that toxic relationship and I gave my life to God for real, it's just been me and him the whole time. Like, he's been sharpening me. He's been pruning me. He's been, you know, just showing me my identity. There has been some resistance at times. There has been times where I was disobedient. My relationship with God has not been perfect. But I was starting to feel like I'm doing all of this stuff, right? I'm doing all of these things that you're telling me to do. I'm getting back on this podcast. I started the podcast in 2020. That came back to my mind last night as I'm laying in the bed just thinking about all this stuff. I'm like, dang, I really started this podcast in 2020. And I started the podcast. I put my music out this year. Finally, put my EP out, Things I Never Said. Go cop that if you didn't already. On all streaming platforms. Started my YouTube channel. I did all of these things, right? And I'm doing all of these things. I'm showing up in my business every single day. I begun a kingdom marriage journey in 2022. And I guess at this point, now that I don't even know what the next step is, now that I don't have control over basically my destiny, I don't have control over my life at this point, because I said yes to God. I said, you know, you can use me. I said, you know, that I would follow you. I said that I would pick up my cross and I will follow you, and I will crucify my flesh daily. So I've been feeling like, Lord, what is all of this for? Like, let's just be honest. Like I'm feeling like, what is all of this for? What was all of that praying and fasting for? What was all of that work for? What was all of that believing for? What was all of that faith for? What was all of that persecution for? What was all of that just everything? And I know that God doesn't call us to, or that God doesn't require our works in order to be saved, or in order to receive a blessing, or in order to, you know, receive salvation. I know that our works in regards to praying and fasting and the spiritual stuff, I know that that is just a requirement for being in a relationship with God and being in communion with him. Like, that's just what he wants us to do. And we do it because we love him. So I'm not saying like the spiritual aspect is counting as work. But what I am saying is, I've been on this journey with God for real, since 2018. And I am just growing frustrated in not seeing the results. Whether that is in my business, in myself, in my life, or just in general. And I know, like, I don't want to sound selfish or, you know, ungrateful or anything like that, because I am grateful what God has done for me and what he has done for me over these years. Like, I am a totally different person. Like, don't get me wrong, God has literally developed me spiritually, but in other areas of my life, I have not seen the fruit. I have not seen the progress. I have not seen, like, the results of my obedience. And one of the reasons why I am considering getting back off of social media is because there are a lot of people, there are a lot of God's people that are waiting on him to do the same things in their life. And a lot of people are struggling in this area where they feel like, okay, God, I'm being obedient to what you're telling me to do. I quit my job. I got out of that relationship. I moved across the city. I moved across the world to a whole nother state. I gave up this. I gave up that for you. Why haven't you come through for me yet? Like, why is it taking you so long to do what you said that you were going to do? And every single day, we as Christians are getting up, choosing to believe, choosing to walk with God. Like, it's an everyday struggle. It's an everyday fight. And in my mind, I cannot perceive why this is happening to us faithful ones, to the ones that, you know, us, like, really, like, communing with God, like, really having a real relationship with God. Like, why is it harder for us to live in abundance or live in just peace when it comes to different areas of our life? Like, I'm gonna be honest with y'all, my finances, I don't have peace in that right now. My career, I don't have peace in that right now. My relationships, I don't have peace in that right now, because I am in a situation where I am believing and trusting in God to do a miracle, and it's not up to me. In previous seasons, it was up to me. In previous seasons, I had control over those areas of my life. In previous seasons, I didn't have to worry about some of those things as much. Like, in previous seasons, I had peace in all of those areas. But now, I don't have peace in any of those areas. And some days are harder, some days are easier than others. Like, yesterday I was at peace, but today I'm not. And for people who have grew up under, like, religious leaders or just religiosity and over spiritualization, those type of leaders, those type of friends, those type of family members will tell you, well, you ain't praying hard enough. Oh, well, you must not be in your word every day. Oh, well, you must be doing something wrong. Just like what Job went through. Remember when Job was experiencing all of this bad stuff happening to him and he still had to hold on to God? He was like, oh, no, God gonna come through for me. Oh, no, you know, y'all tripping. Like, I know all of this crap is happening to me. I know that I don't have no more control over my situation, but I'm gonna be holding on by a thread, trusting and believing in God. And his friends came to him. The three friends that came to him literally was trying to figure out, why is this happening to you? And they literally were saying, well, maybe you ain't praying enough. Maybe you did something wrong. Maybe you're this, maybe you're that, right? And they were trying to find a reason, right? And I'm just in the, I'm in a place where I'm experiencing what Job probably felt in the moment, like in the middle of it, in the thick of it. Like, all of this stuff is happening to me. I'm under so much spiritual warfare. Things are being taken away from me. God, like, these things are happening, but at the same time, God is saying, not really doing, but he's saying that all of these things are going to happen. He's saying to have faith. He's saying to believe and trust in him. But the doing part is delayed. And so I think I'm just being triggered in my entrepreneurship. I'm being triggered in my faith. I'm being triggered. And nothing happened, y'all. Like, nothing happened. Like, I didn't see anything. I didn't, you know, I wasn't triggered by any outside sources. I literally just woke up feeling like, why hasn't it happened yet? Why do I have to keep waiting on something to happen? And that within itself gives me anxiety. You ever order something online and they give you a tracking number. They give you the tracking number, so you track it. You ain't even really worried about it because you know when you first purchase it, it's going to take a few days. But the day that you do go and track it, oh, it's been delayed. And that's all they give you. Oh, it's been delayed. They don't give you no reason. They don't give you, you know, any, like, confirmation of what day it should arrive. It says estimated 3 to 5 business days. And a storm is coming. You're in the middle of, you know, you're anticipating this package. You need these clothes for this event. You need these clothes for your birthday. Okay, you trying to look fly, you trying to look good, and you don't even know when these clothes are arriving. So in your panic or in your inability to trust that the clothes will arrive on time, you start trying to figure it out yourself. You start, okay, well, maybe I need to go to the mall. Maybe I just need to go order from another website and get some 2-day shipping or get overnight shipping. Like, maybe I need to go ahead and figure it out, this and this and that. Whatever, right? And so there's this anxiety. You're like, I trusted this company to send me my clothes on time, but they're not even giving me no type of confirmation. They're not giving me no updates. I'm checking my email, refreshing my email thread every other day, every other minute, and I'm not getting nothing. So anxiety is building up. Anxiety is building up. You're like, what do I need to do? And I guess what I'm trying to communicate is that I am frustrated in my relationship with God. And I noticed that I am the encourager. I am the, you know, the woman who gives the prophetic words in the past season. I'm the one, you know, that comes on here and helps you all build your relationship with God. I have this positivity about myself, right? Like, I'm always telling people, you know, to walk by faith, not by sight. You know, I'm always like, you know, giving people the word and trying to disciple others, right? But I feel like I would not be a good leader. I wouldn't be a great example if I didn't tell y'all the ups and the downs of walking with God, of being used by God, of being anointed by God. The type of warfare that I have experienced this season over the past year and a half, really over the past like 3 years, I've had mental battles. I've had anxiety out the roof. My hair started falling out. My weight is up and down. I have to start back taking my my medication for my Crohn's disease out of nowhere. This is my first time having to take my my medication for my Crohn's disease since 2015 or 2016. One of those, and even probably before that. And out of nowhere, I have to start taking this medicine again because the inflammation in my stomach suddenly came back after I said yes to God, after I entered into, you know, this process or this promise, after God gave me this promise. It's like, it's a lot of stuff that I am still enduring, that I am still in the process of, while still having to be obedient to what God is telling me to do. Get on that podcast, make a video, get on YouTube, reach out to these clients, reach out to these companies, send this email, upload this vlog, do this, say that. Like, and I know some of y'all are feeling frustrated too, because the religious mindset would have you feeling like you don't need to be feeling like this towards God. You should never get angry at God. You should never get frustrated at God because he is just too good. You should never feel the way you feel. You should just always be happy. You should just always be encouraging. And you should just always dwell in the presence of the Almighty God. You need to be staying in a secret place all day, every day. But for those who God has called to entrepreneurship, those who God has called to ministry, those who God has called to, you know, called into something that is supposed to produce wealth for their family, produce wealth for their generation, those who he is calling to step into a new authority of influence, to influence a nation to turn their ways and come back to God. Like, God has given us some promises. Even marriage, God has promised us that we will be in these marriages, not for our own sake, but for so he can get the glory, right? But the loneliness, the impatience, the just not having the things that God promised us, you can grow frustrated. And I guess that's just what I am trying to convey to you guys. Like, if I'm feeling frustrated, I'm sure you guys are feeling frustrated as well. And you're listening to these podcasts, you're listening to these social media influencers, and they're telling you, don't give up. God's got a blessing for you. God is this, God is that. And he does. We know that. We know that he is good. We know that he is faithful. But what if God is taking his sweet time to do it? And we've been waiting. And he been promised us these things. Like, I feel as though God is not intimidated, or he's not offended, Jesus, by our frustration. He's not offended by our anger. He's not offended by the feelings that we have towards certain things in our lives. And I do believe that comparison and just feelings of unworthiness can play a role in our frustration. But I'm talking about frustration that comes when you're being obedient out of a love for God, not out of a fear of something's going to happen or something's going to go wrong if you don't do it, because God doesn't give us a spirit of fear, right? But you're being obedient even when you don't understand. You're being obedient even when you don't see the results. You're being obedient even when you have to endure unfavorable outcomes and circumstances. And your frustration, the anger that you're feeling, the frustration that you're feeling, is not a reflection of your lack of faith. It's not a reflection of your lack of intimacy with God. Like, it's not a reflection of your relationship with God. It's literally you having a human and spiritual experience with God. Like, he made you to have emotions. He made you to be a human. Yes, we are having a spiritual experience with God, where we are having faith and believing and trusting in him in miraculous things. We're praying, we're worshiping, we are fasting, we are doing the spiritual things, right? We're reading our word, we're believing the word, but we're also having a human experience where we are trying to get our humanness, our humanity, to come into agreement with the spirit. And we already know the flesh and the spirit don't like each other. The flesh is against what the spirit wants. The spirit is against what the flesh wants. So we are constantly in war with each other. That's in Galatians chapter 6. I think it's in Romans chapter 7 or Romans chapter 6, I believe, that talks about when you were a sinner, you were a slave to whatever your flesh wanted. But now that you come into a relationship with God, you are now a slave to righteousness. And when I first got that revelation 2 years ago, I understood it. I was like, oh, okay, well, now I'm in a place where I can do whatever God tells me to do. Like, I'm strong enough to, you know, resist this or resist that. Like, whatever he tells me to do, like, it's easier for me to do that because I'm in a place where I don't have any worries. I don't have any doubts. I don't have any insecurities. I don't have any, like, pressure. You know what I'm saying? When I got that revelation, I was living at home with my parents. I did not have rent to pay. I did not have all of these, you know, bills to pay. I started my coaching business, but if people didn't sign up, it was for like a program or something, you know, like I wasn't fazed by it, you know, cause I'm living at home with my parents. I'm not dependent on this money, right? I'm doing all of these things in that season for God because it was easier for me to do it. But now I'm in a season where those same things that he's calling me to do, I'm having some resistance. Because now it's becoming harder to be a slave to righteousness. Because when you think about being a slave, you are chained to something, and whatever your master tells you to do, you have to do it. And when the Bible says we are to become slaves of righteousness, that literally means you have to choose righteousness over your negative emotions. You have to choose righteousness over your sin. You have to choose righteousness even in the face of adversity. You have to choose righteousness even when you do not feel like it. I do not feel like being righteous all the time. I do not feel like being obedient all the time. And if you are in that place, I just want you to know you are not alone. This is coming from somebody who prophesies and, you know, hears God, like literally, like the things that God has revealed to me, the things that God has said to me, not even just about my own life, but in America, just things on a daily, the type of stuff that God reveals to me in my dreams. Like, my gift is nothing to play with. I would say that. But to have that gift, but still have a human experience when adversity comes, when uncertainty comes, when my emotions just try to lead the way, is very hard and uncomfortable. Like, I would love to be thriving in my business right now because I've been doing it for 4 years. I would love to be thriving in my podcast right now. I've been doing it for 4 years. I'd love to be thriving in, you know, music or whatever the case may be, right? But I also understand that these things take time and accountability on my part. I probably would have been thriving had I stayed consistent. I'm just saying. I'm just putting myself out there. We're not going to blame God for all of our problems. We're not going to blame God for all of our bad decision making, okay? But I guess what I'm saying is, even at times where I was consistent, I was not seeing the fruit of what God had promised me, which probably made me give up, which probably made me take a break, which probably frustrated me and made me stop doing what I was doing, right? But I believe that this season is a season where you're going to have to be obedient when you do not feel like it. Past seasons, when we didn't want to be obedient, we just wasn't obedient. We went our own way. We did our own thing. We stopped being consistent. But I feel a strong tug. Like, I don't know what God is doing, but I feel this strong tug to continue to do what he is calling me to do, even when I don't feel like it. Because I don't feel like it right now. I want to go sit on the couch. I want to drink my coffee. I want to watch some YouTube. I want to watch some Netflix. Actually, I just finished watching the previous season of Emily in Paris. If you don't know, you need to know. I just watched the first 5 episodes, and the new season, or the other half of this season, this new season, is coming out on Thursday. I would love to go ahead and binge watch Bridgerton, because what even is Bridgerton about? What is that even about? Why is everybody talking about Bridgerton? What's that about? I just finished watching this movie, Damsel, the other day on Netflix. Y'all gotta see it. It's really, really good. It's really good. The girl, number 11 from Stranger Things, is in it. That girl can act, okay? I love that movie. What else I just finished watching? I watched the movie Deliverance yesterday. I don't know what's wrong with you Christians. That movie was not scary. No portals were opened during my viewing of the movie. What is wrong with y'all? I go in depth about this on my TikTok. So if you're not following me on TikTok, go ahead and follow me on TikTok. But yeah, y'all, I just wanted to come up here because I wasn't planning on recording a podcast episode this morning, but clearly I have been like, even I was just thinking about this too. I used to come on this podcast, I want to say like in previous seasons, I would come on this podcast only if I had a prophetic word. But those words wasn't even a prophetic word. Or maybe it was. I don't know. I just looked at all of those episodes as, oh, God needs to say something to the people. This must be urgent. This is a propheticness on this word. Let me put it out. And I wouldn't speak. I wouldn't share my experience of what I was going through. I wouldn't, you know, just get on here and just like shoot the shoot with y'all. Like I wouldn't, you know, just come on here just to talk like I did when I first started my podcast. When I first started my podcast, if you go back and listen to the first season, first of all, I was so calm and collected. I had my little radio voice. Hi, everyone. My name is Andrea, and today we're going to talk about how to trust God in the unknown. Why was I talking like that? What was even going on? I don't know. I just be going through these seasons where God is sharpening me in the prophetic. Then he stopped sharpening me in the prophetic. And then he starts sharpening me in another season or in another area of my life. And then he stops doing that. And then he starts sharpening me in another area of my life. And then he stops doing that. And now we're here. Okay. So I feel like I'm in a season where God just wants me to share my testimony and share my experience with y'all. I don't know if he's going to give me a prophetic word or not. I don't know. But lately, I've just been sharing my experience of what I'm going through, of what God is, you know, just currently doing in my life. I feel like he is preparing me for a testimony. So I'm on here testifying. Anyway, I hope this episode was helpful for those of y'all who are frustrated, who are in the middle of a promise, and you're growing weary in well-doing. We know we're not supposed to do that, but it said don't grow weary in well-doing because they knew that you were going to grow weary in well-doing. So I hope this episode was helpful to you guys. I love you guys, and I will talk to you guys in my next episode. Bye. Y'all want to hear one of my new songs? Hold on. Here. Just listen to it. It's called Free. It's on my EP, Things I Never Said. Go ahead. Just listen to it. Let me shut up. Go ahead.